Hello, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. So your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? So strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Is there a follow-up? Because it's a... Because it's important to have a follow-up. I don't think they're going in the right direction, but it's who's at fault is the big question.
Yeah, the third option is no answer.
I'll say no answer because
would you say the right? Was...
Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah. So if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Biden.
Biden, okay. For whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
Biden.
Biden, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation products for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Is that a yes, no, or somewhat?
Again, the same answer, strongly somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains. Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland. Both or neither?
Both.
Both, okay. Currently in Maryland, it's only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
About the right amount.
Okay. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Is there a third option? Because again, I don't oppose anything, except I also think that all options should be presented to a person when they're pregnant if they don't want the possibly don't want the child, including abortion. Okay. So if abortion, if these clinics, again, I have a problem because a lot of them are religiously based and their objective is to discourage and to sometimes frighten women, young women. And so it really, if there's a no answer, I'd say no answer because, again, it depends on
I'll click no answer. There's a no answer option.
Okay.
So under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I somewhat agree with that it should be changed.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Is it just oppose or approve, or is it, again, the 4-point scale?
Yeah, so strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, or no?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Only when the jackpot's big.
Okay. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
Somewhat a problem.
As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop an internet-based lottery game that targets and encourages individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Again, that would be strongly, somewhat.
Somewhat oppose,
okay. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
Do I approve it? No.
No, okay. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Again, that's strongly or somewhat.
Somewhat approve,
okay. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases, should be legal in most cases, should be illegal in most cases, or should be illegal in all cases?
Should be legal in all cases.
Should be legal in all cases?
Yes.
Okay. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself to have a disability? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Maryland tip workers currently earn $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of the wages and tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Again, that's strongly or somewhat.
Somewhat agree.
The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older.
65 and older.
Okay. Which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. If the May 2024 Democrat primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for US Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
I have not made my opinion yet.
Undecided? No problem.
Undecided.
So I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for US Senate. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He's currently a member of Congress in D.C. representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the election were held today, whom would you vote for, A or B?
Undecided.
Undecided, no problem. What is your race? White, African-American or other?
White.
Perfect. And what is your religious affiliation? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, other or non-religious?
Not religious.
Non-religious. Are you male or female?
Male.
Okay, perfect. So this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
To do it. Bye.
Yeah, I appreciate you staying for it.
You're very welcome. Take care.
No worries. Have a good evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.